Skano, Sago, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with your CKRZ 100.3 FM news. Former Six Nations elected chief Bill Montour passed away on Sunday, January 8th of 2023 at the age of 81. Chief Montour served twice as elected chief, first from 1986 to 1991 and again from 2007 until 2013. In addition, he sat as a councillor in 1976 during the 40th Election Council, and he also served as a board member here at CKRZ-FM. Montour was the oldest of nine siblings and was born on Six Nations in 1941. As chief, he initiated negotiations and construction of the Six Nations elementary schools, the Iroquois Village Plaza, and the water treatment plant. Plus, during his first term in office, Bill was instrumental in getting the Six Nations sports and cultural arena constructed. Mr. Montour was also employed by the Assembly of First Nations and the Department of Indian Affairs in Ottawa between his time serving as elected chief. At the recent Six Nations elected council meeting on January 10th, current elected chief Mark Hill asked for a moment of silence and passed condolences on to Bill Montour's family.
I would like to take this opportunity to have a moment of silence and sending our most sincere condolences to former Chief Bill Montour and his family and friends. As we all know, Bill has contributed many things to this community and has really been a trailblazer for many projects and what buildings we see here in our community today. He was a fantastic leader. I think he was one of really bringing our people together.
Chief Hill also referenced how the former chief had been a mentor to him and, in a press release, how this was a tremendous loss for the community.
I know Bill he'd mentored me all through my years as well, and really want to pay my respects and honor Bill and his legacy. I know that'll live on through many of his members of his family and so forth. And so with that being said, I want to send again our most heartfelt, sincere condolences on behalf of the elected council to former Chief Bill Montour.
Mr. Montour also served as the president of the Six Nations Minor Hockey Association for many years. He is resting at the Hyde and Mott Chapel in Hagersville, and an all-welcome service will be held on Thursday, January 12th at 7 p.m. His funeral service will take place in the chapel on Friday, January 13th at 11 a.m. with interment at St. Luke's Anglican Cemetery. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.